Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Joan.
Hi, Joan. What can I help you with?
Okay, we are thinking about getting the fiber.
Okay. And have you looked over the plans at all, or did you need more information?
We were looking at the 71, the 699, or 699. $69.99.
The $69.99 plan for the 1 gig?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, and we also would need the phone, the landline.
Okay. No problem there. And just before we do get started, may I please have a good callback number in the event that we get disconnected, please?
Sure. It's 845
246
1494.
Okay, thank you very much for that. And just so that I can also take a look, what is the service area, the service address that you were looking for?
11 Kalina Drive, Dougherty's.
Perfect, 12477. Perfect. I do appreciate that. And if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize. I'm just pulling everything up and verifying your address. And I've got it here. Perfect. And is this location a home or a business?
It's a home.
Perfect. And you did say the 1 gig, so that's 1 gigabyte download and 1 gigabyte upload simultaneous. It is $79.99. The way that you would get it down to $69.99 is if you sign up for auto pay and paperless billing.
I can do that.
Okay. And that would be with a checking account. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
And approximately how large is your home, if you don't mind me asking?
It's about 1,700 feet.
1,700 square feet? Okay.
A raised
just
ranch. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So also just wanted to let you know, sometimes with the routers, you may or may not need a Wi-Fi extender. We do offer those at $7.99 a month. That's just if you feel that you are having some slower speeds in certain areas of the house, because the routers, as you may already know, sometimes it doesn't quite provide enough strong of a signal to some areas of the house that are farther away. So it is something...
The router would be an extra $7 a month?
No, it would be $7.99 for a Wi-Fi extender. The router is included in the price.
Okay, and that would be a month.
And that would be a month, correct.
I think we just bought a new router, didn't we?
No, she's talking about an extender.
Oh, I don't know.
The router is included in the price.
Yeah.
Yes, the router itself is included. So what that would mean is it would be... you would have the gateway, which is what provides the fiber. Then you have the router, which would provide your Wi-Fi signal. And then if you feel in the future, you can either get one now or you can get one in the future. If, say, for example, your router is central to the home and you're noticing that you're not getting great connection over in the kitchen, for example, say it's on the corner of the house, you may feel like you might need one in the future.
Okay, we can do that. We can see what happens.
Oh, absolutely, because we do recommend one additional extender per 1,000 or so square feet. So if you have a home that's medium-sized, between 1,000 and 2,500 square feet, we usually recommend one extender. Anything larger, we...
just have the raised ranch and everything's on one
okay,
level.
Okay, no worries. And I know you did say that you wanted to do the phone service.
Yes.
Okay, so the standard phone service line is $24.99 a month. Did you want to keep your current phone number if you already have a number?
Yes.
Okay. What is your current phone number, please, for the landline?
It's the 845-246-1494.
Perfect. Thank you. And will you need any telephone jacks installed?
No.
Okay. And did you want to add any additional phone lines?
No, we just have the cordless or whatever you call
it. Okay, perfect. Perfect. And do you rent or own the property?
We own.
Okay, and is your billing address different than your service address?
Same address, yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for that. And who did you want the contact information, or rather the primary person on the account to be? Did you want it for yourself, or did you want it to be?
It could be me, because it'll be my checking.
Okay. And Joan, what is your last name, please?
Gilliardi. G-I-L-Y-A-R-D-I.
Thank you very much for that. And it is typically spelled J-O-A-N, is that correct?
J-O-A-N, yes.
Perfect. What is the best email address for you, please?
It's Mrs.
And that's MRS?
MRS G 141525@AOL.com.
Okay, let me repeat that back. That's M as in Mary, R as in Robert, S as in Sam, G as in girl, 141525@AOL.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. Because I know whenever I have to give out my email address, everybody always misspells it. And what did you want your primary phone number on the account to be?
My name, what is it? My name? Is that what you're asking?
No, the primary phone number on the account.
Is the one I gave you, the 845?
The 1494?
Yeah.
Okay. And how may we contact you?
Through that phone, or I have a cell phone, too, if you want that.
Okay, if you want, I can put that as a secondary phone number, sure.
Yeah, that's good. It's 845-706-5813.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. I do appreciate that. Okay. And how did you want us to contact you? We have the availability of phone, email, or text message.
You can do phone or text.
Phone
is the best.
Okay.
Yeah.
And do you agree to receive phone calls which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. It's not a condition of purchase.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Oftentimes with phone calls, we'll either have an automated phone call or we'll have an actual live person. Usually it's to confirm appointments or see if anything's wrong. Say if you submit a ticket, for example, we'll follow up. So that's why we just ask for permission.
Okay. Will it say Archtop coming on the phone or?
It should, yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I mean, I think it depends on the person who, you know, like it depends on the company that you use. Like, say, for example, cell phone. Sometimes the company name doesn't always pop up, but it really depends on the,
Okay.
It really depends on the caller ID.
Okay.
Now, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit before installation. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay. And I'll need a couple pieces of information from you.
Okay.
And it'll just take me a quick second to pull it up. Alrighty. And just to verify, it is 11 Kalina Drive, K-A-L-I-N-A.
Correct.
Perfect. All right. And we're doing it under your name, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And again, the 1494 is the best phone number, correct?
Yeah.
And now I'll need your social, if possible, please. It'll be the full social, and I only need it once.
It's 079-50-4748.
Thank you very much, and I'm submitting that now.
I might have got the two numbers backwards on the.
Nope, I've got it. It came back.
My memory ain't the same.
Well, it does show that it's no deposit required.
Okay.
Let me just try that once more, though, just in case it is, because it did give me one small red flag, but that's okay.
Somebody ripped my my card numbers off a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
So I don't know if that affected my credit or not.
No, I mean, it does show no delinquency. So, I mean, you are good on that one. But I do want to just re-verify in case you did missay the what's it called? Social. Sorry.
I'm definitely 4847.
Go ahead with the social once more, please.
It's 079 50. I believe it's 4847.
Okay.
I've been through a lot the last year. My memory's the same.
Let's. Sorry, just give me a quick issue real quick. It didn't go through. It's not on your part. It's not on your part. It's on my system. It decided to bring me back to the empty. No, I think it managed to save the info, though. So at least there's that. So we're good on that one. There we go. Okay, we're good. We are all set now. And it says perfect match. So, yes, the social was wrong the first time. We've got it correct now. We've got the right report. So, we are all set.
Meaning it's strike three. It was just.
Nope, my system just decided, like, hey, maybe I'm not. maybe I'm not going to work properly today. It's Friday. I mean, what can I say? All right. So I do know that we did talk a little bit about the auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that?
Yes.
Okay. And we are using the checking account, or did you want to do a debit account? Because if you do credit card or debit card, it only gives a $5 discount. The checking account is what gives the $10.
Yeah, I'd have to go get my checking number.
Okay.
Oh, let me get up.
Thank no you. Worries.
Going to need the routing number too, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. the checking account number. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready. So this is the account number?
It's the checking account number, yes.
Mm-hmm.
5 6 8 0 1 3 1 8 7.
Okay. And the routing number, please.
The routing number is 2 2 1 9 7 1 2 6 4.
Perfect. And that's Ulster Savings, is that correct?
That's correct.
Perfect. All right. So we've got that in. And how did you hear about us at Archtop Fiber, please?
They've been installing it for the last few months, and some gentleman came to the door. I don't remember his name.
Okay, no worries.
He gave us popcorn.
Oh, that's nice. I could go for a free snack right now.
I know, right? Yeah, so they've been installing in our development for the last 6 months or so.
Yes, and we're still expanding too. So that's actually great stuff. Is we're also expanding to Rhinebeck, and eventually we'll be making it up to Catskill and Hudson.
Okay, my sister's waiting for you to come to Kingston, so I don't know if Kingston's on your list.
Kingston is on the list. We have active service to a good portion of it, but we're not fully there yet because there's a lot of construction, especially in a city like Kingston.
Yeah, she lives on the outskirts, like down like off the outskirts of Kingston. It's still Kingston, but it's like in the country, but you're not in Kingston.
Yeah. I'm familiar. So it's just on the outskirts and yeah. So, I mean, it'll take some time for us to get there, but I'm sure that we will be there.
It's down by Kingston Point. East Kingston, down by Kingston Point.
Oh, okay. Right by the bridge.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, I do see ourselves being there eventually. Just it does take some time to get all those lines buried and absolutely.
Yeah, Planet has been installing lines to Planet. So mm-hmm. Another, They're doing, you're underground, they're doing the whole.
Oh, yes. Now, speaking of underground, is there anything that our installers should be aware of on your property, such as like buried wires, septic tanks, maybe loose dogs?
No, we don't have any dogs, but just about all of our neighbors do. Sometimes it sounds like a kennel. But no, where they would have to come up on that side of the house, it's just a sewer line, but that's really deep.
Okay, sewer line, but very deep. Okay.
My husband has a question.
Sure, go for it.
All this information is confidential, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, great. The way things are,
I've already got ripped off.
Oh, no, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Something my bank contacted me. They go, are you in Canada? I said, no.
Oh, that's horrible.
Card right away.
So we have a very secure form. That's why we have to type it in. It only asks us for it once, and as we're typing, it hides those numbers as well.
Oh, that's good.
So we do take that very, very seriously. So absolutely, it's confidential.
With the telephone, will you contact my carrier now, which is Time Warner, or do I have to do it? Or
nope. So we will take care of the porting. We will take care of all of that, and then just don't cancel with them until the installation appointment that we're going to schedule soon, while we're on this call, takes place, because we do want to keep you connected for as long as possible. We would hate for you to cancel and then, you know, all of a sudden we're not able to port anything, or you don't have connection for a couple days until the appointment. So we do recommend canceling.
Not at all. I'm hardly ever on the computer.
No worries. But I mean, still the connection to the landline. I'm sure you do have people who do need to get a hold of you. So well, I know with Socrates, it can be a little spotty on the cell phone for me. So. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And it'll be a new network number
Correct. And you'll actually be able to customize it too.
Okay.
Now, just so that you're aware, at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install what's called the drop cable, which is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, which you'll notice those little junction boxes. We kind of call them flower pots. It's kind of cute.
Yeah, we have two. We have one in the front lawn and one on the side lawn.
Oh, okay. So you're probably on a corner lot then.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we'll figure out the best way to bury that cable. If we do have to bury the cable and we don't have that ability right then, we will be able to essentially we'll coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of that placement.
Okay.
You don't need to be home for that part of the installation though.
Okay.
So it'll
our
happen
neighbor,
a few.
They had to go up our front lawn for our neighbor.
Oh, okay. Well, they may actually end up following that same line if that's the area that you want it connected into your home. If not, then we'll go on to the different part of the lawn.
Okay, we'll wait and see, and they can determine. Yeah, it'll
probably
be the other side of the house where everything's coming in now.
Okay, no worries. Yeah. Absolutely. And then again, if to maintain consistent connection, we do recommend that you wait until the fiber services are fully installed before you cancel with your current provider. I'm assuming it's probably Spectrum since you mentioned Time Warner.
Yeah, then I just can't believe how much they keep raising it every month.
I know. It's very, very frustrating nowadays.
And this price is good for 2 years,
yes,
right?
So actually, yes, the price that we offer is good for 2 years. We don't hold any contracts either, though. So that's
okay.
Another good thing about it. You can cancel anytime if you decide that maybe it's not the right thing or if you're moving and we don't service the new area. You absolutely have full ability to do anything you need when it comes to that. The only thing is I'll read to you in a second at the time of termination what will happen, but in the meantime we have no contracts. We don't have any hidden fees. The price you see is what you get, and that's that.
Great.
And then for the ONT, which is also considered the gateway, and any equipment the equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. So if you do decide to cancel, you have 30 days from the termination date to return it, which at that time you will receive a return kit, which is a box with the label and everything, to be able to send all the associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Us at Archtop Fiber, we do reserve the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result into a $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment within its required time frame.
Okay.
Just wanted to let you know. And then for any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, you can always visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address that you provided to me today.
Okay.
So you'll receive... So we're located in Kingston. Our headquarters is here in Kingston.
Yeah, the old IBM plant, we were told.
Yes. Yep, right there on Enterprise.
Yeah. Okay. So then with the billing, you'll automatically take it out of my checking account every month, correct?
Correct, yes.
Great. Okay. And when would that start? Next month or now or before?
Sometimes it would be at the time that your service starts, or it may be like the after the first month. But once it takes out of your account on that date, it will be that same day every month. So if you have the, we'll say it comes out the 28th, it'll be the 28th of each month. That will not change.
That's good. So then I know when it's coming.
Correct. And you can always keep an eye on it on the Archtop Fiber website as well. Once you log in, you'll receive about 2 emails, maybe 3, to confirm your appointment and also to set up your password for your online account.
Okay.
From there, you should be able to upgrade your services if you decide to upgrade. You can pay your bill, view your bill, get your e-statements. There's a lot of things that you can do with it.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, great. And so we do have some availability here. The earliest available date that I have for installation would be June 24th.
That's good. You don't have anything booked for that day, do you?
No.
I don't think. No, I think that's good.
Okay, so we have 8 a.m., 1 p.m., or 3 p.m.?
8 a.m. is fine. We're early birds.
Okay, perfect. And the email that you provided is the best email to go ahead and have that all set up with?
Yes.
Perfect. Did you have any notes or comments that you wanted me to let the tech know?
No, we're good.
Okay, perfect. So your appointment has been scheduled for 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. It does typically for an install take about an hour and a half.
Okay.
For the full installation to be completed. And the tech will go over things with you, such as the router, the password. They'll let you know, basically any questions that you have, you can feel free to ask them. They're very, very knowledgeable and very helpful.
Okay. Great.
And we can get the extender at any time, right?
Yes, correct. If you decide that you do need an extender, you can call us or you can... I believe at one point there was a point where you could add it on the website, but I'm not sure if it's there anymore. But definitely give us a call. We are open 24/7. Of course, I'm not 24/7, but we do have teams that are available 24/7 for you.
Well, that's good.
And you would just call the number that you called today. It's 855-ARCHTOP.
All righty. That sounds great.
All right. Did you have any other questions for me today other than setting up the install appointment?
No, I think we're good.
All right. Well, then, Joan, congratulations. Thank you for choosing ArchTop, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.